Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Due to its long isolation, Australia harbors many unique species of plants and animals. But as Peter Wilf, professor of geosciences at Penn State University, explains, one iconic Australian species has roots that span the world's largest ocean.
How could fossil plants from Argentina matter to orangutans in Southeast Asia? Let's start with a simple exercise. Think of a conifer tree. You may be imagining something like a pine or a redwood, but many conifers live in tropical mountain rainforests and have wide leaves. A famous one of these is the kauri, or Agathis tubatinus. It dominates tall rainforests all the way from New Zealand to the orangutan world in Borneo and Sumatra. Everywhere it lives, the kauri is under severe logging threat because of its valuable softwood. How old is the kauri, and where has it lived in the deep past? Until now, all the fossil kauris ever found were from New Zealand and Australia, where they still live. Now, imagine you were somewhere else, a place where we work, a remote area of dry grasslands in Patagonia, Argentina. There, fossil lake beds preserve hundreds of plant and animal species from 52 million years ago, when Patagonia was warm, wet, and volcanic. It looked a lot like today's mountains of Sumatra. Antarctica back then was forested and still very close to South America and Australia. What do we find in that fossil lake in Patagonia? The most spectacular fossils of the kauri tree ever seen, and lots of them with leafing branches and beautiful cones, along with many other plants that I've also seen covering today's orangutan forests of Borneo. All these trees are long extinct in South America and, of course, Antarctica. We now see that these plants have adapted to climate change and land movement on an epic scale over millions of years, by shifting their ranges many thousands of kilometers and riding Australia north into Asia. So, a big part of the orangutan's world is a kauri forest that came from Antarctica. That is fundamental information we can use to make better conservation decisions in Asia. And it comes from South American fossils.
That was Peter Wilf of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.